Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com.
Welcome to R/, a podcast where I read the best posts from across Reddit. Today's subreddit is r/amithebutthole, where OP discovers that his wife is concocting an evil plan to get rid of his cats. Am I the butthole for faking being asleep all night to see if my wife is lying? The past couple of months, my wife has been complaining about our cats. She's been claiming that the cats wake her up constantly and that she's frustrated every night that she has to get up and open the door for the cats. Or the cats keep making noises. Or the cats keep jumping on me. It's gotten to the point where she started saying that she wants me to get rid of my cats. I told her I've never seen or heard any of this, but she claims that I sleep through it all. She kept telling me she was getting less and less sleep and kept acting aggressive, blaming the lack of sleep on the cats, and that if I didn't get rid of them, she'd leave me. I legitimately started considering giving the cats to my sister until I noticed something. One morning, she claimed that she'd gotten up multiple times throughout the night to help the cats. She listed a bunch of times. I thought it was weird because I had been up until 4 a.m. and she claimed that she got up at 1 a.m. to open the door for them and a few times around 3 a.m. because they were meowing and jumping on me. I was in the bedroom the entire time while she slept, and I know that none of that happened. Things weren't adding up, so I decided to run a test. I waited until she said she was going to bed. Then I let the cats out of our bedroom, lowered my phone's brightness, and faked going to sleep. I just laid there in bed for the entire night, bored, but I definitely didn't fall asleep. I made sure to make timestamps every 30 minutes on my phone through Discord just to be sure. I wrote down every single noise my cats made. One cat jumped down from something high and made a little sound at 3:18 a.m., and one ate food relatively quietly by the bedroom door at 4:57 a.m. Other than that, nothing happened. Sure enough, my wife slept from 11 p.m. to 9 a.m., and that morning she claimed that she'd woken up at least 7 times to open doors and from cat noises and cats jumping on her. At that point, I was pissed because she was clearly lying to me. I was exhausted and fed up with all the lies, so I just bluntly called her out on it. I told her, "That's funny. I stayed up all night to monitor the cats, and they weren't even in the room at all last night. I have timestamps and everything. So you've been lying to me and trying to convince me to get rid of my cats? Why?" She just sat there, quietly shaking and looking pissed. Then she got up and left without answering. She came back hours later and ignored me whenever I talked, and when I asked her how I'm the bad guy in this situation, she finally said that I was treating her like a child by lying about sleeping and staying up all night just to see if she was lying or not, and that making timestamps and everything as if I was an investigator was going too far. And that makes me an obsessive butthole. I did that because she was threatening to make me get rid of my cats or she'd leave me, and her claims didn't add up. So, am I an obsessive butthole? Update. My wife has been Baker acted. Baker acted? What the f*** is Baker acted? A Baker Act is a Florida law that allows people with mental illness to be held involuntarily for up to 72 hours. Yo, what the f***? She didn't hurt herself. She just said something concerning in public. I got a call from the hospital this morning asking me to come in for some family therapy. Apparently, she finally wanted to talk. I'll be honest, I'm pretty pissed at the reason why she's been so hateful towards my cats. It's absolutely asinine. It's nothing that anyone suggested. She's not cheating and she's not physically or mentally ill. She's not bored of the relationship and she's not looking for an out. According to her, one of the cats stepped on her laptop and ruined a story that she was writing. She's hated both cats ever since. I mean, that sucks, but it's not worth emotionally blackmailing me into getting rid of them. I asked her why she didn't just tell me the truth, and why she'd been lying and refusing to talk to me about it when I'd asked. Her answer was, because you wouldn't have gotten rid of the cats otherwise. And she explained that when she saw that I wasn't willing to abandon my cats for her, she took offense to that. And she made it her goal to have me pick her over them. It's sickening. I don't know why she actually admitted to it. The mental health worker who was with us asked me how I felt about all of it, and I just told the truth. I told her it was a nice run, but I'm probably going to want a divorce. They asked me why, and I told them. I've seen a new hateful, malicious side of her that I want nothing to do with. She was so set of getting rid of the cats over a fanfiction being ruined that she manipulated her husband. My wife started shouting at me that I'd betrayed her and that I am scum for choosing animals over her. Hey, at least cats don't give ultimatums like she gave. It sucks that she's been Baker acted and all, I guess, but it's for the best right now. She'll have time to process it all in a safe environment and hopefully come to terms with it. I'm a bad husband, I know. I'm almost positive I'm going for divorce. I'm very worried about having her in the same house as my cats. I want my cats safe. I don't want to worry about them being harmed or disappearing. Screw that. I guess I'll do what almost all of you suggested. Keep the cats, rehome the wife. It's not how I wanted this all to end, but life isn't always nice. Alright, OP, let's be crystal clear about this. You're not divorcing your wife because you're choosing cats over her. You're divorcing your wife because she systematically lied, manipulated, and gaslighted you over something extremely trivial. Like, the cats walked on her laptop and destroyed her story? What? It's 2021. Basically everything you write on, unless you're writing in like Notepad, is gonna save your work. And honestly, if you're writing in Notepad, you deserve your work to get lost. It's not the cat's fault that her work got lost. It's her fault that she wasn't saving her work or writing in the cloud. If she had just been writing her fanfictions in Google Documents, none of this would have happened to her. And then she blames the cats for her mistake, and then later blames you for her crazy behavior. This woman is seriously messed up. Like, in no way are you the bad guy for verifying her claims. It's not like you specifically set out to catch her in a lie. Instead, you just wanted to see for yourself exactly how bad it was. So, you weren't trying to catch your wife in a lie. She caught herself in a lie. OP, I don't blame you for going for a divorce. Cats or no cats, that is not someone I would want to be married to. OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your wife 4 out of 5 buttholes.
Today's episode is sponsored by Noom. Dieting is tough. I know, I'm in the middle of one. I'm 20 pounds down, and I still got a lot more to go. One of the things that's so tough about dieting is there's too much advice. A million different websites and a million different diet plans, when what you really need is one diet plan, yours. That's where Noom comes in. Noom uses psychology and your own unique biological factors that affect weight loss to help you develop a weight loss plan customized for you. To date, Noom has helped more than 5 million people lose weight. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. Active first-time Noom users lose an average of 15 pounds in 15 weeks, and 95% of customers say that Noom is a good long-term solution. This is based on a 3.5-year study of actively engaged Noom users with a minimum starting BMI of 25. Individual results may vary. Visit our website for more information. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com and experience Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code R/ at checkout. That's R/, R-S-L-A-S-H at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code R/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code R/.
Am I the butthole for uninviting my parents to my wedding after my mom said, "I don't care about your effing wedding"? I'm engaged to the love of my life. We'll call her Sarah. Sarah doesn't have issues with my parents, but there's a little tension on both sides and no one has attempted to resolve it, which is fine, I guess. It makes me a little sad that they're not more excited about her. Sarah asked my mom the other day if she could help make centerpieces. Sarah is into DIY stuff, but we're running out of time and she was asking around to see who would be willing to help. She admitted to my mom that it was kind of grunt work and if she didn't want to, it was no pressure. My mom got offended and said, "Of course she doesn't want to. We haven't cared about her at all." So she doesn't care about our effing wedding. This hurt Sarah, but she didn't fight back. Sarah told me and I called my mom. Honestly, I probably went into it a bit aggressively, but I yelled at her for saying that to Sarah. My mom said that Sarah hasn't included her in any of the fun parts or cared about her opinion on anything. So why would she help make centerpieces? I asked her to apologize to Sarah, but my mom said no, she was done talking about it, so I uninvited her to the wedding. My dad sent me a text because I said that he could still come, and he pretty much told me to F off if I thought that he would come without my mom. My mom is now super upset because everyone is going to ask where she is. Sarah is very happy and feels like I defended her, and literally everyone else thinks that I'm the butthole. Alright, first of all, OP, it's kind of difficult to give an accurate rating here because I feel like we're missing some critical information. So, for this next part, I'm going to make an assumption. I know I shouldn't make assumptions, but I think it's a fairly reasonable assumption. Your mom got upset that she wasn't doing any of the fun stuff and no one cared about her opinion. This makes me think that she's upset because your fiancé didn't invite her to go wedding dress shopping. That's a pretty big tradition, so I would definitely understand if your mom would be upset about that. Also, I mean, your mom is kind of right here. You and your fiancé completely cut your mom out of the wedding planning, including potentially the dress shopping. And then the only time you want her help is when you need some manual labor? Yeah, that's pretty disrespectful. I will admit though that your mom's reaction was way too harsh. Cursing at her soon-to-be daughter-in-law over something so minor is way too aggressive. Also, OP, you're the middleman in all this. Your fiancé and your mom are having a fight, and your reaction is to yell at your mom and force her to compromise? OP, these two women are members of your family. It's your job to bring them together and make them like each other, not perpetuate the fight. So, based on what I've read from this story, I think everyone's a butthole here. Your wife gets 1 out of 5 buttholes for cutting your mom out of the wedding planning and then asking her to do manual labor. Pretty disrespectful. Your mom gets 2 out of 5 buttholes for cursing at your fiancé. OP, you get 1 out of 5 buttholes for making the fight even worse. Am I the butthole for not wanting to go on a family vacation to Disney World and ruining everyone else's plans? My husband and I live a happy, quiet life in the mountains. No kids, a few pets, lots of friends and adventures to go on. My in-laws are nice people. They got the vacation planning bug and have decided that the big family vacation this fall is going to be Disney World. I said their plans sound great and I can't wait to see the pictures. My mother-in-law said that we'd be joining them because it's a family vacation. Theme parks, especially overly crowded, hot, expensive ones with screaming and crying kids and a week with his family? Hard pass. My idea of a fun vacation is camping for a week and hiking or backpacking, quiet solitude in the trees. We said that we aren't interested, but we're happy that they get to go. My mother-in-law argued that we have to go because it's a family vacation. I explained that, from my perspective, that's a lot of time to spend with everyone. That's a lot of time to spend with the kids who will be overstimulated, overtired, cranky from travel, etc. And that doesn't sound like leisure, it sounds like work. My mother-in-law looked shocked and hurt and said, "I didn't realize you looked at your nieces and nephews that way." My husband said that we loved them, just in small doses, and that we honestly wouldn't enjoy being around everyone else for the whole time either, and that, quite honestly, we're just not theme park people. My mother-in-law looked so disappointed and made a quick excuse to get off the call. My husband and I discussed it again afterwards, and we were both in firm agreement. A few days later, my husband's brother called him and yelled at him for ruining everyone else's vacation. I guess because we aren't going, it'll cost more for everyone. And the parents won't get a break because they can't take a day off and send the kids with auntie and uncle for a few hours. My husband said, "Oh, so the whole reason you guys wanted us to come in the first place was so you had babysitters?" My brother-in-law got super offended by that and made a comment that spending time with your nephews isn't babysitting, and went off on how we don't know how to be part of the family. About how we just go off on our own and do our own thing without caring what anyone else is doing. It's caused this big rift, and part of me wonders if we're just supposed to suck it up and endure a week at some overpriced, gaudy theme park just so everyone else in the family gets theirs. Am I the butthole? OP, I just checked Google, and a one-week trip to Disney World costs upwards of $4,000 to $5,000. You and your husband dropping $5,000 just so you can babysit your nephews is not a good deal. I don't blame you. Besides, even if their intentions are pure and they don't want you to babysit, even though we all know they do want you to babysit, you aren't ruining their vacation. OP, I'm giving you and your husband 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your in-laws 2 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for calling the police on my husband? My husband's car doesn't work and he needs money to get it fixed. He doesn't have enough money right now. I'm in med school and I've been getting ready for my exams for about a month now. Every month, he and his friends go on a road trip. His car's been sitting in the garage for 3 months now. He asked if he could take my car to take the guys on a road trip since it was his turn to take them. I told him I need the car since I have a weak immune system and public transportation might be risky. And I can't afford to get sick in the middle of my exams. He begged me, saying that his friends are going to say he ruined the trip, and our discussion got nowhere. Their road trip was last week. I had an exam the day of the trip and left at 8 a.m. I had several things to do. I stopped by the coffee shop to use the internet, I arrived at the university at 8:30, and I entered the hall to get ready for my exam. After I finished, I went to the parking lot, and my car wasn't there. I started freaking out, thinking that I might have left the door open or something. I called my husband, but he didn't pick up. My friends immediately told me to call the cops. When the cops came, they said I had to come down to the station to give my statement. I stayed there for 4 hours. Then, I was told that my car was found. My husband was driving it, and it was picked up an hour away from where we live. I was shocked and mad. It never occurred to me that he was the one who took it. I went home and waited till he got back. He was upset, and he didn't want to talk about what he did. We started arguing after he said that he made a copy of my car key, and he didn't take my car until he was positive that I had arrived for my exam. I yelled at him and told him this was not okay. He made me stress out and worry about the car. He told me that calling the cops was drastic and he shouldn't have gotten them involved, but I had no idea that he was the one who took the car. He said that he wanted to text me, but forgot. He said his road trip was ruined, and he was embarrassed by being picked up by the cops while he was with his friends. He still thinks that calling the cops was an over-the-top reaction, but what was I supposed to do? OP, come on, seriously, what does he expect you to do? To your knowledge, you have the one and only key to your car, and you go out to the parking lot, and your car's not there? You did exactly what anyone else in your situation would have done. You just assumed the car was stolen. If I were in your shoes, I would have assumed the exact same thing and called the cops. And your husband has the audacity to get upset at you for coming to that completely logical conclusion? Oh, and he forgot to text you. Yeah, right. And how he forgot to tell you that he was planning to steal your car? No, that little detail didn't just slip his mind. That was completely planned out. You turned him down for completely logical reasons, and then he sneaks around behind your back like some kind of bratty teenager. What just happened is basically the equivalent of a parent telling a kid that he can't go to a party, so he sneaks out a window and then goes to the party anyways. And let's not forget that if your husband really wants to go on this car trip, he should pay to get his car fixed. I mean, I'm not trying to blame people for being poor or anything because I don't really know their situation. But tell me if this makes sense. If you don't have money to get your car fixed, then maybe you don't have money to go on monthly road trips. Right? If he needs his car so badly, then why not just skip the road trip for a couple of months, save up money, get your car fixed, and then go on the road trips? OP, your husband sounds like a spoiled man-child. I'm giving your husband 4 out of 5 buttholes. OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. That was r/AmItheButthole, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast, because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.